Going to the dentist's office can be a harrowing experience for just about anyone. Imagine if you couldn't fully understand what the doctor is telling you. That's why a roomful of dentists and dental assistants came to Northeastern Wisconsin Technical College in Green Bay recently. Christine Kruger is a dental assistant. At the office where she works, about 2% of the patients don't speak English. It may not sound like a lot. Still, Kruger says it's very frustrating for her and the person with the toothache.
They know hurt, they know pain, we know that too, but if we want to explain a procedure that we feel that they need to have done to them, that is very difficult unless there's someone there that can speak English to or Spanish to them.
Some patients do bring along a friend or family member to translate, but that isn't always the case, and Kruger says it's better to talk one-on-one with a patient anyway. So Kruger and about 30 other dental professionals have come to spend a day learning something called Command Spanish. It's a copyrighted course that relies on phonetics and repetition. Instructor Gemma Garcia starts out with the basics.
Can we do the vowels?
According to the latest census, there are roughly 10,000 Hispanics in Brown County. That's up from only 1,500 in 1990. Statewide, the Hispanic population has more than doubled to nearly 200,000. Dentist Bob Philwalk says a language barrier can be a big problem. Patient histories are very important when making a diagnosis, and if the patient can't communicate, then there's the risk of something going wrong.
I mean, they're great patients. They're very kind. They're very considerate. They are very prompt. They show up for their appointments. It's just difficult for us to do our part as well as we think we should without being able to communicate them. So we figured it was our responsibility to meet them at least halfway in the language thing.
The Command Spanish technique has special courses for general office staff, doctors and nurses, dentists, and others. The idea is to ingrain certain phrases in the mind of the English speaker. Gemma Garcia is teaching this class how to ask a patient to open his or her mouth.
Abra la boca, por favor.
Abra la boca, por favor.
Okay. You want to open wider?
Abra la boca.
Okay. And then it's not going to hurt. You guys always say that.
No, we don't say that.
Right? Not going to hurt.
Dr. Vilwalk likes the intensity of the class and that his staff isn't wasting time on irrelevant things.
The repetition and the using phrases that we're definitely going to use in our office makes so much more sense than learning how to count in Spanish first or the days of the week or something. I don't need to know that they hurt on Monday. I need to know that they hurt.
A range of similar classes are available through technical colleges around the state. Nurses at Bellin Hospital in Green Bay have also taken the class. Marge Fitzgerald is the head nurse in the surgical recovery room. Bellin employs a translator, so Fitzgerald hasn't had to use her Spanish too often. But she thinks the patients appreciate that she's trying to speak their language.
Well, I think it gives them a comfort level to know that at least we're trying to communicate. Well, I'm sure that they're frightened. Most times, they will bring a family member that's able to communicate. So I think that's an advantage.
Back at the dentist's class, the students are following the instructor's lead. But it's early in their training, and there is always that learning curve.
Oh, I thought they were fine. No, yes, so I walked to the dentist, and they sent me to the bathroom. You're probably nervous. We are.
Retaining the skills might be a challenge. That's why the students will get tapes to take home and listen to whenever they want. They'll also get a cheat sheet they can refer to at the office. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.